And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, the post-election meltdowns continue at Oberlin College. A professor informed students that she had canceled classes because, and I quote, "I cannot teach." When your ability to function depends on election results, maybe it's time to find a different profession. Speaking of the election aftermath, Isaac Willauer makes a compelling observation about Vice President Harris's defeat. Was it despite her DEI credentials or because of them? When Barack Obama has to lecture black men about their obligation to vote for her, maybe Americans are just tired of being told identity matters more than competence. Target stores are embracing Merry Christmas once again instead of Happy Holidays. This shift is amazing and just a representation of how quickly corporate memory improves when the political winds decide to shift. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith continues her streak of common sense legislation, this time requiring parental permission before schools can change students' pronouns or include them in sexual education. Following her recent protections against child gender transition, Smith's latest bill puts parents back in charge of their children's upbringing. And it's pretty sad that we have to have laws that actually do that. And the media, the mainstream media that is trying to shame the state of Florida as the nation's top book banner for removing sexually explicit material from schools. I guess protecting children from pornography counts as censorship. Yeah, when you shame a state for protecting children from pornography, you know you've lost the plot, right? And a sobering lesson from Tuesday's election. 7 states passed radical abortion amendments that go far beyond Roe v. Wade. Only Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota managed to hold the line, which is a wake-up call that there's much more work still to be done. In Sudan, Muslims drove 34 Christians from their homes simply for being Christian. While American universities offer safe spaces for hurt feelings, real persecution continues all over the world and mostly unreported. Just like in Pakistan, where the government is now actively collaborating with Muslim vigilante groups to trap people into sharing blasphemous content online. The result is a tripling of blasphemy cases just this year alone, with religious minorities like Christians bearing the brunt. And finally, we end with an update from New York City, who is ending its program that handed illegal aliens hundreds in taxpayer dollars weekly for food. It seems even Mayor Adams is able to read the electoral tea leaves. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. And don't forget, as always, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.